Do you ever get bogged down by too many things to do? And as a result, you get overwhelmed and stuck? Perhaps you get stuck and lost in too many details? Well, if this is you, you're not alone. And this podcast episode is exactly made for you. Stay tuned after the music and we will be right back. Welcome to the Academic Revolution Podcast, where we are creating a movement that changes the future of academic medicine forever. I'm Inga Hoffman, a Harvard-trained pediatric hematologist, oncologist, and a passionate physician leadership coach with over 20 years of experience in academic medicine. This is the first podcast for academic physicians that shows you how to apply brain-based strategies to achieve higher productivity, become an impactful leader, and master your mindset to create lasting professional and personal success. You and I know that the traditional academic system is broken, with the best talent leaving. It's time we change medicine from within and say no to the old publish or perish mentality and say yes to lasting transformation. You're about to experience a new way to create a highly successful academic career by doing what you love without sacrificing your personal life. Join me as we transform academic medicine from the inside out, one physician at a time, starting right here with the Academic Revolution Podcast. Well, welcome back to another episode of the Academic Revolution Podcast. And today we're going to spend another lesson in pillar number two, leadership identity. And today I want to focus on how to focus on your results instead of the task at hand and how this is really going to give you an edge in your productivity. Most busy academic physicians have just too many things on their plate and too many tasks to do. And honestly, every single task sometimes feels so overwhelming that it's hard to concentrate on that single task at hand and get anything done. It kind of freezes and gets stuck. I'm not sure if you ever felt that way, but that happened to me a lot. Sometimes you just might not feel passionate or excited about completing a particular task. And so you lose momentum, you lose focus, you procrastinate and put things off. And that, you already know, is one of the worst things you can do because that will just lead to more procrastination and for projects really falling behind. And it doesn't feel good, honestly, right? I hear people struggle with this all the time. In fact, just last week, I talked to a coaching client of mine where this very issue comes up. And probably, I would say, the vast majority, if not nearly 100% of my coaching clients come to me with this issue of feeling the struggle of completing tasks, getting kind of stuck in the weeds and getting overwhelmed by the multiple tasks at hand, that when they have a single task in front of them, it feels so overwhelming that they just kind of get stuck and frozen in time. And this is, I think, where looking at this issue through a leadership lens versus just a productivity and performance habit lens can be really helpful. So part of leadership is leading yourself. We talked about this in the last episode. And a huge part of developing that personal leadership, that leadership of oneself, our own leadership, is that we develop discipline, that we develop daily habits of discipline in our own lives that then will develop us into a better leader for our own lives. And you already know that the hardest person to lead is ourselves. It's not so much the other people. The hardest one to lead is really us. And a huge part of that struggle, why this is so difficult, is because it is difficult to lead ourselves because of this core issue of having self-discipline. Do we have enough discipline? Do you and I have enough discipline to get a certain task done? Do we get important tasks done even when they don't seem to be too exciting in the moment, or when a gazillion things get into our way in our daily schedules, in our daily walks of life with a busy clinic, with maybe busy clinical responsibilities, administrative interruptions, and so forth. But the key part is that we stay focused and that we stay focused on tasks that need to be completed in order to keep momentum going. And again, that within itself, that attitude of I'm going to focus and I'm going to see this through completion is a key part of one's own leadership. What I've personally found and seen in pretty much any one of my clients is that it's often very hard to make progress and to stay focused if we focus on the single task at hand. As I alluded to earlier, because there's so many tasks that can be overwhelming, and sometimes a single task is not particularly exciting, or perhaps we feel a bit stuck with it. And so we need to find a way around that to change our vantage point from focusing on a single task, rather focus on the desired outcome. Instead of thinking, well, I need to complete this part of my writing section for my grant application today, perhaps focus on what is the result that is going to give me. When I focus on writing this little section today, what is actually going to give me is a grant that is funding my salary and the research project I'm really passionate about. So a key way to stay focused is to get focused on the result and desired outcome versus the individual task at hand. It basically means that when you're stuck with that single task, that you remind yourself in the moment of the bigger picture why you're actually doing it. And that could be a huge motivational shift in actually getting things done. I know it seems subtle and insignificant, but I want you to try that out because I have seen this work over and over and over again when people get stuck and they procrastinate on a single task. So next time you feel like, whoa, I'm really having a difficult time here getting these tasks, these priorities on my daily to-do list done, perhaps ask yourself, what will this completion of this task, of this to-do item, give me? Where will this lead me? If I get this done, where will this lead me? What will it get me closer to? Or perhaps think about it this way. If I do this one baby step, this one single thing, will it get me one step closer to my bigger goal of maybe getting promoted this year or submitting the grant, your R1 or your KO8 or whatever it might be? Just to give you an example, I am planning a conference for later this year. This is the very first time that I'm planning a retreat for physicians. It's going to be focused on Christian physicians. It is going to be a Christian conference, and you're more than welcome, if that interests you, to come to that conference. And I have never planned a conference in my life before. I have been on scientific committees. I have chaired meetings. I have organized cancer center retreats. I've done all these things in the past. So I have a bit of experience in the scientific world, but I've never organized a physician retreat particularly focused on Christian physicians. So this will be very different because there will be catering and there needs to be a registration page and a web page, and I need to figure out ticket sales and marketing and promotion. And honestly, I'm super excited and so passionate about this event. But it can feel very overwhelming when I think about it with all these many, many, many tasks that are at hand that need to be completed. And sometimes even then a single task that seemed pretty straightforward and simple feels like I'm getting stuck. But I have to keep in my mind and in the forefront of my heart and my mind that why am I doing this in the first place? For me personally, because I'm passionate about my Christian faith and supporting other Christian physicians as much as I'm happy to support and passionate about supporting academic physicians. And I wanted to provide a forum, a way, an environment for them to all gather, be restored, be healed, be equipped, and be just refreshed in the deepest way from all that we have been going through. And that was the heart and the goal for this conference. So when I now look at that and I look at a single task, I have to remind myself when I'm getting stuck, when I'm like, I don't want to do this task right now. It doesn't feel exciting. Or, ooh, this feels difficult. I don't know how to do that. I have to remind myself constantly, why am I doing this in the first place? What is my motivation to gather these physicians and to bring them closer to God? That's my reason in this case. When I hold that in the forefront of my mind, then it suddenly becomes easier to complete that next baby step. So this is just a very practical and very personal example for my life, how I apply this principle and say, okay, I need to focus on the result. What do I want here? What's the outcome? And is this little task bringing me one step closer to that? And I think this is really powerful. It seems so simple, but let not the simplicity of this make you think that it is not important or not worth trying. Really, I encourage you to try it out. Focus on your results that you want to accomplish versus on the individual tasks that feel overwhelming. And I believe when you master that more and more, it will be much easier to conquer the task versus putting them off another day and another day, and hopefully one day or someday they will get done. So it's a really practical advice, again, from a leadership lens to say, as a leader, it is most important to me to lead myself first before I can lead anybody else. And part of leadership is making progress, showing productivity, having the self-discipline and the grit to get things done even when they are difficult and you have a lot of competing commitments, that you understand how to prioritize, and that you understand not to get bogged down by a single task, but to focus on the bigger result and the bigger goal instead. And I think another thing that opens up when you do that is this concept that oftentimes when we don't feel like doing a task, it is a bit of a discomfort to push through, right? The easier thing often is, let me just get a cup of coffee, or let me check my email, or let me just scroll through social media. And there's often this instant habit of us, when we have sort of a mental stretch, to escape and flee in another direction and basically procrastinate and put things off. So what this will do when you focus on the results is really going from the principle that I am willing to sacrifice my discomfort and kind of inconvenience in the moment in order to accomplish that bigger result that is really important to me. I think it also keeps your mind balanced and give you more wellness overall. Because when we constantly just trying to put out little fires and we just constantly focus on these little things in front of us, we often don't see the bigger picture, and then it's hard to feel good about your work. And when you step back and say, okay, here's the bigger picture. My overall goal and result for this is X. I want to get promoted, or I want to get this done so I can spend time with my family and don't have to do this on a weekend or on an evening. Well, that then opens up also a whole better level, a better self-care of saying, okay, I'm going to be productive while I'm here at work, and I'm going to focus on that, even if it is inconvenient, it's kind of stressing me out, I don't want to do it, but I'd rather focus on the bigger picture result. So I know this sounds like a simple thing, and probably you're like, is this going to work? But I want you to try it out. Next time you sit and get stuck, and you are having tasks in front of you on your calendar for that day, then ask yourself, what is the bigger result that I'm looking for here? And then get to work. Also, by the way, if you don't have it on your calendar or in your schedule and you kind of do it by the seat of your pants, well, then probably this is going to not work so great. So we should talk about that. And there are definitely systems and strategies I recommend to people to focus on really putting structure and systems and strategies around your work that make you much more productive and really get your sanity back. So have a wonderful day. I hope this served you. Stay tuned for the next episode. Well, thank you to my loyal listeners who have been listening to the Academic Revolution podcast. I so appreciate you. And some of you have wondered how you can go deeper with this content, how you can work directly with me to help you as an academic physician succeed in your academic career without sacrificing your personal life. Well, I am more than happy to help you and support you in this. I help academic physicians just like you achieve their personal and academic goals, enjoy work-life balance, and eliminate the overwhelm with a tailored system specifically designed for your success. So if this is something that interests you and you say, heck yes, I really need a better system in place, I need accountability, I need that support in my life to crush my goals and achieve my academic and professional goals with ease, then please get in touch with me. You can book a call with me where we can just informally chat how working together would look like. I'd just love to get to know you and have a conversation about that. The link is in the show notes where you can book a call with me directly to get on the phone and have a conversation. Have a wonderful day and talk to you soon.